Amen. I want to preach something tonight that's really applicable, applies to every Christian. I'm going to preach about building a Christian life from start to finish. So if you'll look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to look at verses 11 through verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through verse 15. First Corinthians 3:11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is none other than who? Christ Jesus our Lord." Then in verse 12 it says, "Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." I hope that we all realize, I think we do, but we should realize that every single one of us who claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're building a spiritual life, a spiritual house, if you will, every day that we live. Not one day goes by in our Christian life except we're building and building and building every single day. Every point, every thought, every deed, all the things that we do, we're building, as far as the world's concerned, we're building an invisible building. Well, one day, this invisible building that we're building will be revealed. Listen to me. It'll be revealed before men and angels. One day it won't be invisible. It'll be revealed unto men and to angels. That's why it lends a great dignity to the Christian life. I'm afraid that we don't see a lot of, you know, over-the-counter, so to speak, Christian lives today with the dignity that we ought to be living for our precious Lord. It's your greatest privilege in this world to be saved and to build a spiritual house for the glory of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. It's a solemn thing, if you think about it, to come to the point of dying. And people don't like to talk about dying, and I don't really relish it a lot myself. Not afraid to die, but don't make it an everyday conversation. But it's a very solemn thing to think about that one day you're going to die. And when you die and I die, we're going to meet before the Lord Jesus Christ at the soon coming Lord at the judgment seat of Christ. And the building that we have built since we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ will be manifested. Now, even Jesus, I know as his, in his physical, makeup, Jesus dreaded the cross, dreaded to die. When he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." You know, it's a scary thing if you think about it, about the fact of dying and passing out into the really unseen and the unknown. Heard Billy Graham say one time years ago, he didn't fear death. It's a process. And I heard another fellow say one time, "I don't mind death, I just want to be there when it happens." I believe we're going to be there, don't you? But it's scary to think about going out into the unseen, unknown, when you pass out of this life. Even Jesus had the same feeling, no doubt. Just as true it is to be so solemn about thinking about going out into eternity, how solemn it ought to be to every one of us who claim the name of the Lord to live a Christian life. Nothing is more important to a child of God than we live a good Christian life and build a good spiritual structure that will bring our Lord Jesus honor and glory and praise. Should be just as solemn thinking about living as it would be thinking about dying. Every minute, everything in your life and mind, every minute points to the future. Not behind us, but before us. Everything that takes place in our lives points to the future. It's a wonderful conception of life that the Apostle Paul here writes about in this passage that I read just a portion of here. He likens life from the beginning to the end as a building, a structure. There's three primary processes in a building, from start until finish. I want us to kind of observe some of the things that Paul has to say here and kind of apply those to our own lives as we look at them as Paul shares them with us. Now, there's three stages to any kind of building. There's a foundation, and then on that foundation comes the structure or the building. And then at the third stage, when it's completed, there's either, in our modern day, we say it's inspected. I would just as soon say it's examined. It's investigated. So there's three stages in building a building. There's three stages in building a Christian life. I want to just look at them with you kind of briefly. In verse 11, it talks about Jesus Christ. So the foundation, Jesus Christ, is one that has already been laid. No other foundation can you build a good Christian life on other than the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know something? A lot of people are building their lives on things that they think are maybe secure. The Apostle Paul was just like that. You think about Paul's life before he came to know the Lord. Paul thought he was right. Paul had launched out and doing what he felt was right in his life. But he soon found out when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he found out that he was on the wrong foundation. And he quickly cast all the foundations of his life, his former life, he cast them all aside and began to build his life upon the foundation who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. When a foundation is laid for a building or a life, what do you do with a foundation? Having come from the building trade, I know what you do with a foundation. You build on it. That's all you do with it. You make sure the foundation's right. It's got to be square, level, and plumb. But then you just build your structure upon the foundation. That's why Paul said that Jesus Christ is the foundation upon which you should build your Christian life. Did you know that foundation's already been laid?
Yes.
It has. The foundation, who is Jesus Christ, has already been laid way back in the councils of eternity past. And it was also being laid when Jesus Christ in the fullness of time came born as a virgin. And as he lived a sinless life, his foundation was being laid. And this foundation was also being laid on Calvary's cross as he gave his life and shed his blood for you and for me. And in the glorious resurrection from the dead 3 days later. So you see, the foundation, who's Jesus Christ, has already been laid. It's already done. So then all you have to do is be sure you get on the foundation, the right foundation, and then begin to build a life on that great foundation who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see how important it is. Paul would testify, be sure you're on the right foundation. It's the most important thing in your life. Well, foundation has already been laid. Build on it. That's all you can do. You remember the old Christian hymn? I'm sure that you do. Just a little portion of it says this: my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And another passage it says, all other ground is sinking sand. So you see, the foundation is the most important thing to build upon. And the foundation has already been laid. But after you get the foundation right, then comes the building. Verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. On this spiritual, I'm going to say a superstructure that we're building our lives upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. This spiritual building, this spiritual house, there can be all kinds of materials used in building that house spiritually. Paul uses them here as a contrast, one or the other. He mentions wood, hay, and stubble, which are inferior building materials to build a life on. And then he mentions gold, silver, and precious stones. Those are the building materials that are expected to be utilized in our spiritual building, are they not? Probably a lot of things could be said about this building structure. I think it really entails two things primarily, the Christian life. It entails the doctrine, and it entails a life that you live day by day. Now, let's think about the doctrine just a moment. A lot of folks in the church at Corinth were being led astray by false teachers and false preachers. So it's very important, we who are preachers, teachers of the gospel, evangelists, anybody that handles the Word of God, it's so vitally important that we're absolutely sure that we're handling the Word of God, preaching the right doctrine. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So doctrine is very, very, very important. It's a very solemn thing, I'll say to me. It's a very solemn thing in my life to preach to people and to teach the people about the ways of God. I'd better be sure my doctrine's right. I'd better be sure my doctrine's straight. I'd better be sure that what we share with others is what the doctrine is that God passed down through the Holy Spirit of God, through holy men of old. And we have these 66 books today that God spoke very plainly to them. That's the doctrine that we ought to be preaching and teaching to people. Amen? Well, when we stand before God one day, not just preachers or teachers, all of us. When you and I stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, being a Christian, He's not going to judge us on what I thought or what you thought. He's going to judge us on the doctrine of the Word of God. Very important. The doctrine. Well, that doctrine was handed down, and Jude says we're to contend for the faith, the doctrine that was handed down through holy men of old. I'm afraid today the contending forth and the holding forth and a lot of the preaching forth and the teaching forth of the doctrine is really not what it ought to be. You need to get back to the basic doctrine. That's what you build your Christian life on, the foundation, is the doctrine. And then he mentions here, I think, the life. You got to have the right doctrine to build the right kind of life. What about that life? It is so sad. I'm not your judge. You're not my judge. We're not each other's judge. But we can look sometimes and you can see some people's lives are being built on the foundation with inferior building products. He mentions here wood, hay, and stubble. And Paul also mentions gold, silver, and precious stones. We've got to be extremely careful in our lives to be sure that we're building this structure on the foundation of Jesus Christ with the right kind of building materials. Paul contrasts them here, wood, hay, and stubble, over gold, silver, and precious stones. He talks about them being tested by fire. Of course, you know wood, hay, and stubble will not stand the test of fire. They'll be consumed. They'll be burned up. But the gold and the silver and the precious stones, when they're tested by fire, they're purged of all impurities, then they're purified and it brings God honor and glory and praise. That's why he's saying you need to build on this structure, gold, silver, and precious stones. Listen, if any of our lives have been building with mixed motives, double standards, and other things you might mention, which might be wood, hay, and stubble, they're doomed already to be burned up and lost, gone one day when we stand before the judgment. I know there's going to be, the Bible tells us right here, there's going to be a great magnitude of a test that's coming to our lives one day after we leave this earth. Well, the structure that we build upon this foundation, that's what's going to be judged when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And it's always good to remember, our God, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, our God is going to judge the fairest of us and the feeblest of us. He'll judge us fairly, but he'll judge us completely, thoroughly, and it's going to be a great magnitude of that test that's coming. Paul says we should build in light of that day. Did you see that in verse 13? Look at that. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day is he talking about? He's talking about the day when you stand before God and he looks at your building and see what you've built and what I've built on the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. That day. Now, we're living in the nighttime, so to speak, now. Jesus Christ is not here physically. He's here spiritually. But we're living in the nighttime in Jesus' absence. But one day, the gracious, glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to break forth, and you would be surprised in looking at buildings, inspecting buildings, how much the daylight reveals inferior things. And he says, the day shall declare it. Well, because of this, living in the nighttime between Jesus' return and his ascension and return again, people think probably they can build with inferior products and it really won't make any difference. No one will really ever notice. Listen, he's going to notice. He's going to see it all. The life that we live, the days coming. How the daylight shows up inferior things, doesn't it? Paul says our work will be judged according to, he says here in verse 13, every man's work of what sort it is. In other words, our life's going to be looked at one day, and he's going to be inspecting us to see what it is that we have built upon this foundation, who's Jesus Christ. The greatest foundation that's ever been or ever will be deserves the best building materials that any kind of mankind could ever offer. That's why Paul calls it gold and silver and precious stones. When that test comes one day, beloved, listen, he's not going to test you on the quantity of what you've done or what I've done. He's going to test us on the quality of what we've done, whether it's wood, hay, or stubble, or gold and silver and precious stones. I believe with all my heart and soul, I believe that when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it's going to reveal some very strange things. What do you mean, preacher? Here's what I mean. I mean, when some people stand before the Lord Jesus, they think they built a huge, great, wonderful palace. And when they stand before the Lord, it's going to be burned up to ashes. I'm talking about things people have done in their lives and everybody else bragged on how good they were, how spiritual they were, all the wonderful things they've done, and they were so proud of what they had done, and they stand before God and God burns it all away. Wood, hay, and stubble. And then I believe also, when we stand before God one day, there'll be some obscure persons that the world never knew about. Probably you and I never knew about. had no occasion to meet them, had no way to know them. But when they stand before God, that obscure, poor individual is going to stand up, and he's going to come ablaze with the glory of God, and he's going to be set afire for God forever and forever and forever. I heard Billy Graham one time again say, he believed. A lot of folks have to sit down in glory. The notable ones and the unnoticed ones would be elevated to the glory of the Lord. I'm talking about the building, the life, the doctrine that we have in our lives. Well, that's why we should be so strong on ourselves and so tender with other people. Amen? All right, you looked at the building. You looked at the foundation. Let's talk about the structure's examination, or the test, if you will. In verse, it says it in those verses that the test will come. It's going to be tested one day. The work of our lives will be tested. And notice what Paul said. It will be tested by fire. Now listen, buildings that are built today, and I've worked in them a lot of times, a lot of years. Buildings of today must be built by a set of blueprints. And the master architect that drew up those blueprints, he states in those blueprints what's to be done, how it's to be done, the materials that are to be used, the kind of materials that are used, and then those are to be utilized in that building. Our blueprint is the Word of God. Our master architect, the Lord Jesus Christ, has laid out in minute detail how His building is supposed to be being built on the foundation, who is Jesus Christ. In the building trades today, when the architect comes around, he's got this little pad and pencil. Don't you think he's not going to pick up what's going on with that building? I know he does. Been there, done that. Been failed on some things, had to go back and redo them. Same thing's true here. When our Lord Jesus stands us before Him, the test, the inspection, the examination, whatever you want to call it, it's going to be done by fire. When He comes in the clouds of glory and we stand before Him, listen, please understand this, because it's very important to us. It should be a blessing to us. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it's not for Him to consume us. No, no, no. It's for Him to cleanse us and purify us and make us worthy to enter heaven and be there. So it's not to consume us, but to purify us when He comes. Well, we must be sure that the building we build is of gold, silver, and precious stones, because it's going to be tested by fire. All other works, as we've said, will be absolutely burned up, the wood, hay, and stubble, the test of fire. Now, think about it. Every man's work, Paul says, will be put to the test of the fire of God's judgment. If any man has built wood, hay, and stubble, it'll go away. Burn up, ashes. If any man's built gold, hay, and gold, silver, and precious stones, it'll stand. But he says if that man suffers loss of the wood, hay, and stubble, now think about it. You mean in heaven, it's going to be a loss? That's what he said. That man shall suffer loss. The dreaded words you might want never to hear in heaven would be suffering loss. Doomed. Burned up by fire. Gone. You see, it'll all be done by fire. You hear me? It'll all be done by fire. Let me give you kind of an earthly example. When you hear a fire engine today approaching, a couple of things you automatically do. You're alerted right away. He's coming. And when you see him coming, you give way, don't you? and you stand back as far as you can to let him pass through as quickly as he can, because why? Somebody's house is on fire. And there are always going to be spectators standing by when the fire engine rolls up and this house is absolutely consumed, engulfed, if you will, with fire. And the structure is evident that it's not going to be saved. It's too far gone. But alas, was anybody at home when this fire broke out? No one seems to know. But all of a sudden, you see, in a second story window, a man throws open a window and he cries for help. And some brave fireman places a ladder up to that burning house. And that fireman scales that ladder and he pulls that man from that window and brings him down that ladder. That man's clothes were burned off of him. But you see, the man's life was saved. And the people standing by just cheer on the great hero, the fireman. The property, you see, gone. But the life was saved. Now let me ask you something. Listen. I don't want to be saved when I stand before the Lord Jesus like that man. Do you? I don't want to stand before the Lord with the works of my life burned up and gone, and I just get into heaven and smell of smoke on my body. I don't want to live like that, and I don't want to die like that, and I don't want to appear before Jesus like that. I don't believe you do either, do you? No. So here's how you do it. Here's how you prevent that. Be sure that the materials you're building your spiritual life on today are fireproof. And we're building a lot of buildings with a lot of metal studs and things that are fireproof. The way to build a Christian life that's fireproof, because it's going to be tested by God's fire, is to be sure it's gold, silver, and precious stones. And when we stand before God, we'll be cleansed, purified, purged of all impurities, and then shine forth for the glory of our precious Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, a life is a lot like a building. Christ is a foundation. We build upon that the building, and then the examination, the investigation, the inspection, if you will come in the end. Don't think He'll overlook us. He won't overlook me, and He surely won't overlook you. So I just want to be sure when that time comes in my life that He'll look at our lives and He'll say, good job, good building. You built well. Enter thou into the joys of your Lord. Amen. Let's stand together. Brother Larry, will you pray for us tonight, please?
Lord, for all the sick and shut-ins and our caregivers, and the city of Denver.